This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China has imposed tougher restrictions for imports of live pigs from the U.S. after a fatal virus killed millions of young pigs at farms in nearly 30 U.S. states. People in China eat the most pork in the world. Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz is following this from Shanghai. Hey, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So none of the scenarios have good outcomes for the pigs, Rob, but what will this do to American pig farmers?
These restrictions are on live pigs, which represents a small portion of pork products that the U.S. exports to China. I think what's more interesting here, though, in economic terms, is what happened behind the scenes here in China to put some of these measures into place. I spoke to Feng Yonghui, chief analyst at Suzhou.com, China's major web portal on the live pig market, and he told me there was a little more to these new import measures than just a concern about this virus.
China's domestic pork prices have been very low for the last 2 years, thanks to imported live pigs from America. Domestic farmers have been complaining a lot to China's government about this, so given all this pressure, it's understandable the government would take such measures.
Such measures like what, Rob?
Well, like, you know, China has asked the USDA to conduct testing and provide certification that imported live hogs are from herds that are free of this epidemic virus. And producers in the States have already noticed that China is beginning to deny permits for live pig imports until the USDA starts to implement this type of testing.
Rob Schmitz, Marketplace's China Bureau Chief. Thank you.
Thanks, David.